Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I hope you're all doing very well. Now guys, I'm not gonna lie, I've just got back from bottomless brunch, so I'm a bit wavy. I don't have my headphones here, so I don't know what this is sounding like. And you know what, we're just gonna have a chaotic episode today, and I'm kind of here for it, I'm kind of loving it. But at bottomless brunch, my friends were all like, where's this week's episode? Excuse me, thought you had a little break and then you came back and like, where's the episode? Because I listened to it on my walk. So for my girly pops, here we go, here's the episode. Now, I'm embracing the chaotic vibes this week. We don't have a tea of the week this week. We're on the water because I've just come back from bottomless brunch, okay? The water is necessary. The water is necessary. That's the end of that, really, exactly, to be honest. If you can hear other things, I'm sorry, but I don't know what you can hear because I don't have any headphones on. And you know what? The birds tweeting in the background are just for dramatic effect. Do you know what I mean? So we'll deal with it. Now, today's episode is going to be quick. It's going to be cheeky. It's going to be a little whoop just to get you through the weekend, okay? So what are we going to talk about this week? We're going to talk about Love Island. I'm really excited. So we're going to go through the Love Island contestants and I'm going to tell you what I think about them. I'm not going to lie, guys, there's something about Love Island this year. The birds are so loud. There are cars in the background, there's birds tweeting. But I just simply cannot shut the windows because it's so hot in here. Anyway, something about Love Island this year, guys, it's just cringing me out. It's just cringing me out. Watching people attempt to flirt is cringing me out. And watching them, like, it's the desperation. Something about the desperation is killing me inside. And normally I love Love Island, but there's just something about it this year that just makes me want to turn away. But I don't want to turn away. I want to focus because I want to be able to engage in the content and talk about it. But it's just making me want to do this. Well, I should be doing this. So, yeah. Anyway, moving on, let's dive into the characters. I'm not going to give you a long intro this week because I don't have the brain power for it. So if you want to, let's do an injury update. So injury update is the hamstring's like not really ideal. We're just kind of ignoring it. And I might run the Helsinki Marathon on August 23rd. That's all the updates I have for you, really, to be honest. I've been doing three runs a week. And I can't do my tempo sessions because they're just too much on the hamstring. So instead of, I'm just replacing them with long, not long, like 10K easy runs. And then I do a long run and then I do another easy run. So I do two easy runs and a long run a week, which is probably not really how you're supposed to train for a marathon, but it's how I have to train for a marathon if I want to run it injured. So am I delusional? Yeah, but we're just dealing with it. We're just going with the flow. So powering through. Tea of the week is water, as I've said. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Also, I don't have my laptop here because I just really didn't expect to film a podcast today. But do you know what? After coming back from bottomless brunch with my friends, I'm just like, why not? The girlies ask, the girlies get. So I've wrote my notes in a notebook. So let's dive right into the video. Let's start with Ben. I hate him. He makes me want to vomit. The way he speaks, vomit in my mouth. I actually can't even cry. If a boy spoke to me the way that he speaks with his accent, do you know what? I just hate a road man. I hate a wannabe road man. Like, get in the bin. Because the thing is, they're not real road men. They're not. Like, you have just no right to be speaking like that. Like, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. It simply grinds my gears. Get in the bin. Number two, he thinks he is the dog's bollocks. And he's really not. Like, you really look like you should be in the B movie. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, in the B movie, there's that guy that's the husband of the woman that's like friends with the main B. He looks like him. He looks like that. He's just a vomit. He sounds like a thicko. He said the other day, like, I can't hide how I feel about my feelings. And I just thought, learn some new words, expand that vocabulary, like read something, read a book. No, I can't cope. And he only fancies Shakira because Shakira is now a and he can see that she's a desirable woman by other men, and that's why he wants her, because she's been like given the pedestal and the badge by other men that she's like a desirable woman that other men want. He's like, oh yeah, sweet, like she got the seal of approval, I want her. No, mate, no, please sit back down, I'm sad. Do you know what I mean? Like, he is just too much. He makes me want to vomit. I hate him. Also, like, he's so, there's confident and cocky, and he's cocky, and there's confidence and arrogance, and he's arrogant, and I honestly believe he thinks his shit don't stink, and I bet it fucking pongs. Like, no, absolutely not, 0%, can't even stand it. No. Now, let's move on to Tony, the American. I didn't like Tony at first, but that's because I think I have some sort of thing against the American accent, like, something about it annoys me. And I didn't like her because she was so, like, she was also, I couldn't tell if she was confident or arrogant, but I think she's just confident, because I kind of like her now. I didn't really like Shakira, we'll move on to Shakira, but I didn't really like Shakira either, but I kind of love her now, and I kind of like their little friendship, because they're playing the game the way the game should be played. So I kind of appreciate them together. Tony, although I'm not gonna lie, I do think Tony is really full on sailing with Connor. Like, I just don't think she should be going there. No. And she was like, it's another slow burn. Yeah, because there's no, slow burn is no burn. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just not a thing. Sorry. I don't believe in slow burns. It's a slow burn because there's nothing burning. You're just convincing yourself it's a slow burn, but there's nothing there. So let's just move on. This is another thing that annoys me, not just with Love Island, but just with women in general, is that I feel like we as women have such a desire to be loved that you make up all the excuses in the world in your head of how this man loves you in a different way. It's a slow burn. It'll get there. Oh, yeah, but you don't know about the good times. Or, oh yeah, he messages me once a week, but you know, when we do talk, it's amazing, and blah, blah, blah. No, he just doesn't like you enough. Really, that's the question. He might want to sleep with you, but he doesn't want you as his girlfriend. And if he did, he'd make the effort and you'd know about it. Sorry, but that is genuinely the way I feel. Like, if a girl ever is unsure about the way a guy feels, he just doesn't like you enough, and that's fine. Don't be offended by that. Just walk away, because there will be a man that likes you enough. And you know what? More than enough. That likes you so much, he's in love with you, and he'd do anything for you, and you'll be his woman. And until you find that guy, stop making excuses for the other little boys that you're surrounding yourself with. Sorry. That's just my opinion. Have you seen that meme that's like, it's my opinion? That's how I feel. It's my opinion. Anyway, so that's that. My view, although I don't really have anything else to say about Tony, apart from she kind of annoyed me, now she kind of doesn't. I'm interested to see where it goes. This owl outside honestly wants to be a main character in the video, but they are now, because I'm not editing this out, so. Alima. Something about Alima annoys me. I don't want to say it. I didn't want to say it, because but she just, it's giving desperate. Like, she is talking to this, what's his name? Ramel. I don't think Ramel likes her. I don't think she likes Ramel. I think she's just trying to find... This is the thing about Love Island that annoys me, and I think it's bringing out so many emotions. The birds are just so loud, and I'm so sorry about it. But the thing that annoys me about Love Island is the girls just ooze desperation. It annoys me, especially when pretty girls ooze desperation, because I think, I know you're in Love Island, I know you're trying to stay in it, but please don't lower your standards to just become this, like, desperate, begging mess. And it annoys me because I've seen so many girls do it in real life. Like, I've seen, like, absolutely beautiful girls inside and out become just desperate messes in the pursuit of wanting to be loved. And I just think this little boy that looks like a ferret isn't worth it. They're not. Just let them go. Like, what is meant for you will come. And if it's not meant for you, don't chase it because it's not meant for you. Let it, like, let it go. And I feel like with a Lima, she needs a boy that's going to come in and say, I'm all for you. And I don't, she's not giving me that energy that she's prepared to do that. She's giving me, like, oh, I'm going to pounce energy. And Ramel makes me want to vomit as well. He said when he came in, he was like, oh, I'm just like, I don't want to give myself too much information about myself away, like, at the moment, blah, blah, blah. Do you know you're in Love Island, babes? Do you know you're in Love Island? Like, what do you mean you don't want to give too much information about yourself? People are trying to get to know you. There might be a dumping tomorrow. Like, let's share, let's get to know you. What are you about? Blah, blah, blah. Like, he's giving me no face, no case, and that makes me want to vomit. It's giving me the same thing as Ben, like, you're a wannabe roadman, please sit back down, I'm sat. Not enjoying that. Yeah, no. And, like, normally, yeah, I just cannot. And I wanted to like him. I wanted to like him, but I just don't. I don't. You're giving me the ick. And Alima, girl, you stay strong in that. You do not become a desperate because it's not attractive. I honestly think girls, like, really, I think girls have so much value, and I think we really devalue ourselves in the pursuit of wanting to be loved, because I think as a woman, you do want to feel that feeling and you do want to get that validation. However, this is why you need to love yourself before you get into a relationship, because you need to not need that validation from everyone. It's nice to want it a bit, but you need to not need validation from anyone. And therefore, that if you validate yourself and you believe in yourself, you're less likely to become desperate and then, like, be that clingy girl that men don't want to be around, because you're a self-assured woman. You don't need a man, you want a man. There's a difference. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like Love Island, the format of Love Island, really forces the girls specifically to, like, need a man, and to stay in it, they need a man. And unless you're like Shakira, who's got options, you go, girl. It just oozes desperation, and that is what annoys me. It annoys me when girls are appearing desperate. It's fine if the men appear desperate. Sorry, that's really sexist. But, like, ugh, as a girl, it annoys me when girls are desperate. Sorry. But even men, like, even when men are desperate, like, why are you being desperate? Like, that's not attractive. If I see a man that's, like, being really desperate, like, why are you so desperate? Because other women don't want you. Why do they not want you? Something's wrong. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like, if a man's, like, confident and he doesn't feel like he needs you, he just wants you, that's attractive. That's sexy. So, like, let's get on board with that. I hate desperation. It's not attractive. It's not attractive. Right, moving on. Blue is embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. What do you mean you kiss Shakira? And then she literally, like, she was like this. For my listeners, I'm really sorry. She, like, curled into a ball like this. If a girl's doing that after they kissed you, get in the bin. That is not what you want. That is absolutely not what you want. And you know what? It's because it was too fast. It was giving desperation, and no girl wants that. It's not sexy. It's not attractive. Yeah, absolutely couldn't stand that. That was so awkward to watch. Kind of sad that like, caused a whole big thing, because it was so dumb. I'm kind of annoyed at Shakira for kissing Blue, because, like, what the fuck was that? This is another thing. Don't allow yourself to be led. That annoys me as well. Like, someone said, did you kiss Blue in the hideaway? And she said, he kissed me. Babes, it doesn't matter whether he kissed you or you kissed him. If he goes in to kiss you, you have every right to go, no thanks, I don't want to kiss you. Don't be then afterwards being like, well, he kissed me. You didn't have to kiss him back. you didn't have to do it, but something about Love Island just makes people go a bit crazy. And then all of a sudden, there you go. He kissed me. Don't blame me. He kissed me. Yes, blame you. It's still on you. You still kissed him back, babes. You didn't have to do that. Anyway, that's my take on it. Helena. Now, I like Helena because the tall girlie's got to stick together. Something about her face is really familiar and I just can't put a finger on it. Like, who does she look like? But do I like her and Harry? Maybe. Something about Harry, there's something about his eyes. He looks a bit psychopathic. He either looks like really stoned or a bit psychopathic. Can't put my finger on it, but like the other night his eyes were bloodshot red. So don't know what's going on there. Hope he's all right. Wild move going into the hideaway together, like getting out of bed with Shakira and Connor and then going in the hideaway together, I thought was absolutely wild. Do I have anything else to say about Helena? Not really. I think Harry makes her interesting. Apart from that, I don't really think she's shown much personality. Not saying she doesn't have a personality. I just think she hasn't been, like, showing it, or that Ed hasn't been showing her personality. Hope that pops out more, because I think she could be a really lovely girl. And I think she could be quite funny, but we'll see. I just love the tall girls because I'm a tall girl. So, you know, we stick together. Don't really have much else to say. Oh, yeah. This is what I have to say. She's also oozing desperation. Someone was like, oh yeah, after Harry like stroked her leg and Shakira's leg, and then Shakira kissed Blue in the hideaway, she was like, oh, you can stroke my leg again then. Oh, vomit. No. What do you mean you can stroke my leg again then? Or like, do it again. No, it's giving desperate and I don't like it. I really don't like desperation coming from the girls. It just needs to go back in the bin. Please. I just think, as women, come on, like the suffragettes, we fought for our rights and now we're being desperate. No. Please don't. I'm not having it. I am not. I am the anti-desperation female empowerment club. That is me. Please, girls, stop being desperate. Absolutely vomit. And I've done it before, and you know what, it doesn't work. It makes you look gross. Please, let's all move on and grow up. No, these women are also like, they're what, 25 and you're being desperate? No, we should have learned in the teens that the desperado needs to end. The self-worth needs to be built up to the skies, that there's no desperado situations going on. Absolutely not. I'm not having it. Connor. In here, I've put, reminds me of the guy Amber coupled up with. I think that's just because he's Irish. He doesn't really remind me of it. Oh, he plays rugby as well, I suppose. But Irish is quite a rugby vibe. Ireland is quite a rugby vibe. Rugby boy vibe. Lottie, my bezzy, her boyfriend's from Ireland. He's like more of a rugby man than a football man. What is there, a Formula One race going on outside? I hate when men rev their engines really loud. All it gives off is you've got a small penis, but we won't even talk about it. Anyway. Have I got anything to say about Connor? Yeah, he's like your number one second choice. Do you know what I mean? And that is like kind of sad. That is also giving like poor Connor, because he was like Shakira's second choice. I feel like he's Tony's second choice. Like, he's giving secondchoice.com, and that, I do feel bad for him. Bless him. Because he's like the best of a bad bunch is what's giving. That's what it's giving. And I don't think anyone wants to give that. So I feel like he needs to, like, come into his own a bit. And, like, he needs to be a bit more selective about who he wants to talk about, not talk to, not just, like, let. Like, my dad had three girls. And he always used to say to me, you pick your man, don't let a man pick you. And I feel like that's what he needs. Like, you decide who you want to be with. You've got pick of the bunch. Like, you decide. Don't just let yourself be chosen because no one else wants you. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's what he needs. He needs a bit of that energy. And he's just not giving me that at the moment, which is sad. Because I feel like he could do... His personality could go far. This year, I will say, everyone's got quite a good personality. So that's great. And I like to see that they're not just picking girls that are like 100% fake this year. Like, the girls seem a bit more natural. And I love that. Because honestly, the past few seasons, it was getting out of hand with the amount of filler we were seeing on the screen. I'm really also anti-filler. So, like, sorry. Sorry if you're pro-filler. The filler girlies are going to come for me now. I'm being so savage on this podcast, but whatever. The filler girlies are going to come for me. And, like, do you know what? I'm also, like, do whatever makes you feel beautiful. But I think it's just so sad the girls think that they need to get filler to feel beautiful. I think everyone needs to, like, look in the mirror and realise that the filler's making them look worse. And it's not helping you achieve any type of beauty standard that's been set. And... you're all beautiful the way you are. Like, please stop injecting your faces with filler. But that's a whole other topic. We won't even talk about it. Ramel. We spoke about Ramel. He makes me feel a bit ill. Harry looks a bit psychopathic. We spoke about that. Dejon. Now, Dejon. I think Dejon is a lovely boy. He gives me the vibe. Like, I feel like his VT and, like, his interviews, like, before, like, his little... intro was like giving off fuckboy vibes. However, I do feel like he's actually just a big softie, because the way he's been in there and the way he's been speaking about his nan and the way he speaks about Meg is like, he's so lovely. And I just don't think that... I think in the VT he was putting on like this bad boy, like, I'm a fuckboy, like, oh, I've a wandering eye, blah blah blah, sit back down, I'm sad. Do you know what I mean? It's just not... He wasn't giving that to me in the villa. I feel like Meg is only with him because he's a placeholder until she finds someone that she actually likes. And when she was like, she didn't fancy him 100% in the beginning, I just think she doesn't fancy him. And she like played that off as like, oh, well, you say you like to play hard, blah, blah, blah. No, you just don't fancy the boy. That's the reason. That's the reason you said he wasn't 100% your type, because you don't fancy the boy. And I feel like she gets quite possessive over him, like, chatting to other people because she just doesn't want to lose her spot in the villa. Sorry, that's my opinion. That's my opinion! So, yeah. That's my view. That's my take on it. Have I missed anyone? I have missed people, but you know what? If I have missed them, it's because... they're a bit irrelevant. There's another new person that's came in. I think his name is Shay. I think, like, him going for... oh, we need to talk about Shakira. We must unpack Shakira. I think him going for Shakira is like, everyone's after Shakira. Be original. Which is bad because, you know, everyone deserves a chance. But I'm just like... like, he just doesn't give me anything. He's just a bit boring. Now... Shakira, I really did not like... this is what I don't like about Shakira. This is what I didn't like about Shakira in the beginning. I don't like that she was... like, I like everyone. I'm just, like, here for everyone. Like, she was, like... no one wants to be the girl that everyone can have. And that's what she was giving. Sorry if that offends people, but... let's be realistic. Like, it's not really attractive... if everyone can have you. And that's like kind of what she was giving, but now that's not really what she's giving, so I kind of like that. And I like that she's playing the game properly, like she is chatting to everyone, but she's not giving herself to everyone. That's what I like. She's not like... I mean, she did kiss Blue, but like, just a kiss, but she's not giving me the same vibes that she gave me in the beginning that made me not like her. Like, she's giving me, like, she's picking who she likes and who she doesn't like. And do you know what? She's a beautiful girl. She's getting a lot of attention. So, like, good on her. You decide who you like. Exactly that. She isn't letting herself be chosen. She is choosing who she wants to be with. And I love that. That is what I need to see more of from girls in Love Island, and men, like, do not let yourself be chosen. You choose who you want to be with. And if that person doesn't want to be with you, then they don't want to be with you. And move on, and you choose the next person. If they don't want to be with you, then they don't want to be with you. But do not let yourself be just chosen and taken and led because no, you think that no one else likes you, because that's just not the case. And, like, I honestly believe there is someone out there for everyone, and you will meet your right match. So don't let yourself be led. Don't let yourself be chosen by someone that you don't even want. That's just my post-bottomless brunch thoughts. Anyway, that's my Love Island thoughts. I hope you all enjoyed. I honestly have nothing else to say today. I will come back with a full episode very soon. But I just thought I'd give you all something, a little sprinkle on the top to keep you all going. Hope you all enjoyed this rambling. Please like, comment and subscribe. Like, please, even if you just comment, even if you're literally one of my best friends, please just comment, love the video. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please like, subscribe and give me a 5-star review. Like, actually do it, please. Like, do it right now. The owl is agreeing. Like, please do it, because you have no idea how much that would help me boost my views. And yeah, I have no employment updates for you, apart from the fact that I started working at my gym, and we won't even talk about it, because it makes me depresso expresso. Can't believe it's been a year since I graduated. Absolutely kill me now. But it's fine. We'll get there, everyone. And yeah. Love you all. Bye.